It's What's Up with Wendy.
My heart is literally skipping a beat. I am a huge fan. Welcome to my show, Paul Reiser.
Wow, thank you. That is so nice.
Donna Karen.
Oh, thank you, Wendy.
Rosie Perez.
Thank you, Wendy.
Billy Bob Thornton, you had a tryout with the Kansas City Royals. Who knew that?
Yeah, I did. I tried out for the Royals. I got my collarbone broken.
Cheryl Underwood.
Hey, Wendy, girl.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Hi there, how are you?
The beautiful, brave, and strong, and courageous Kelly Rutherford.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Can your son play, Wendy? How big is he?
Monica Potter.
Hey, Wendy, you know how much I love you. I'm so excited to be back again.
CC Sabathia.
Oh, thank you.
Molly Sims.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Colin Quinn.
Thanks, Wendy.
Who's better than you? 19-year-old singing sensation, Alicia Cara.
Hi.
I'm beyond thrilled to welcome to my show Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, thank you. What a great introduction. I'm honored. Really and truly flattered. Thanks.
Nick Lachey.
Well, thank you very much. Quite an introduction.
Barbara Corcoran.
Wendy, nice to be here. You sound all perked up today. You're one of those perky types.
Yes, I am.
All the boys in high school that I didn't get.
Welcome to my show, Tay Diggs.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Jenny Poulos.
I love Wendy. What's up with Wendy? A lot. You keep on keeping on, girl.
Welcome to my show. For the first time, I can't believe it, Joy Behar.
Thank you, Wendy, for the first time in history.
You made my day.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
The beautiful Gabrielle Union.
Oh, thank you. My mom called you and told you to say that, right?
She did. No. Patricia Heaton.
Hi.
Welcome back to my show, Nancy O'Dell.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
The beautiful Vanessa Williams. I know you come from a very strong line of women.
Exactly right.
Your mom was a force to be reckoned with.
You must have read my book. Both my parents helped me become the person that I am.
David Osmond.
Wendy, what's up with you? That introduction just made my head explode. That was incredible.
And if I was ever asked to play any role on TV, I wanted to be the role she played for 7 years. I am so excited to welcome to my show, Lori Loughlin.
Thank you, Wendy.
On this Veterans Day, I want to thank all those who have served and currently serve in the U.S. military to protect us and our freedom. Hello, friends. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy on 1490 WGCH on what is a special edition of my show today. Monday, December 14th, 2015, 7:26 a.m., I was boarding a plane to Miami to see my dad through a very serious surgery. I received a private message on Facebook. I remember that day and that moment like it was yesterday. Hi, Wendy. I hope all is well with you. I have someone amazing for your radio show. Her name is Pat Longo. She is a spiritual healer. I'm going to cry now. On Long Island, she taught me. She taught Teresa Caputo. So I'm here to tell you today, and I believe this long before this, that there is no coincidences. This was pure divine energy and intervention. I had been praying for my dad and his healing, and it was a long journey that we were on, but this wasn't about my radio show. This was about a gift for my dad. So I've had the extraordinary, I've been blessed by this extraordinary gift to meet so many people in my life. Today, you're meeting two of them. Pat Longo, her gift, the ability to heal people by using the power of divine energy. Her gifts include the innate ability and wisdom to teach others how to connect with, enhance, and expand their own spiritual gifts of intuition, mediumship, and healing. And also, I'm introducing my friend, Candace Green. She is the one who sent me that message last year. And we've known each other for a long, 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 long time, and we were always friends, but not really. Like, we were friends, but like more so like, oh my God, and we see each other, we loved each other. And she has been blessed with a gift. She is a suburban mom, and she is a psychic medium. I am so happy to have you both here live in the studio today. I'm sorry I got choked up. I was like thinking how I was going to start this show and how I wanted everyone to know how the world works in like this amazing way. And that message that you sent me, I was literally getting on the plane. My dad was having surgery and I was hoping to make it there before he went in, which I did. And that message that you sent me and then this whole thing that happened. And Pat, I say this over and over again. I credit you for healing my dad and saving his life. I believe that with everything that I am. And the fact that you sent me that message that morning, it was just amazing. So thank you both. I know that was long and drawn out, and I'm a little emotional, so I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hi, Wendy.
Good morning. Thank you both.
I didn't know anything about the message. I didn't realize that that's how it happened. So this is the first that I'm hearing that. I knew that Candace reached out to you at some point, or you bumped into each other. I wasn't quite sure how it took place. And then we connected. And, of course, I ended up doing a healing on your dad after surgery, which was great.
When he was in rehab via FaceTime, my parents really can't even do FaceTime or the phone or even dial a number, basically. So I'm sure that was quite interesting, to say the least. But thankfully, he is doing well. Next month will be a year, and it's amazing. So thank you. I owe you, both of you, everything. Pat, let's talk about you first. Okay. Start with you. And can you tell us, for those of you that don't know Pat Longo, share your spiritual journey with us from way back, from the beginning.
Okay, no problem. Way back from the beginning. Okay, very young mother, 18. I have 5 children by the time I was 25, and very busy. And life was a little topsy-turvy, but I knew there was more. I knew there was something else. I just knew it wasn't exactly what I thought it was. And things got so crazy and so busy, I forgot who I was. And then finally, I just calmed down one day and I said, I need to back away from the PTA and the Civic Association and the Cub Scout den mother and the religion teacher and all the things that I was doing. So I began tap dancing and bowling. I took on some things. I began to honor myself. And once I began to honor myself, things began to open. Doors began to open spiritually for me, and I found myself in a spiritual class. It was more like the paranormal. One day it was tarot cards, another day it was angels, another day it was UFOs, it was pendulums. Whatever it was mm-hmm. things that you didn't understand or couldn't explain. During that time, I learned how to meditate. And when I began to meditate, after about 3 weeks, my hands started to burn. I didn't know what was wrong with them. I didn't mention it in class. I just said to my husband, I don't know what's wrong with me. My hands feel like hot pokers. And I said, is it menopause? Why would my hands just be hot?
It all leads back to that.
It was very comical at the time. And I wasn't 40 yet. And any psychic I'd ever been to, which I did start when I was 25, mm-hmm. I began to go once a year to a psychic fair and just test them out. Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Only twice did I find somebody that really connected with my energy, but people were constantly calling me a healer. I didn't know what a healer was, so I thought, well, they must be crazy. I am about 5 kids, no money. I'm not going to become a doctor or a nurse or a chiropractor. I couldn't figure out what they were talking about. And yes, people always did come to me with their problems. That was a given. That happened even when I was a teenager, and I seemed to give good advice. So I guess that was all part and parcel of my training, unbeknownst to me. So when this happened with my hands one day, I mentioned it to the teacher in class, and she said to me to put my hand on this woman's leg that was sitting next to me. It seems that she had had a car accident years before. It was a rainy Monday morning, and I could see her twisting and turning on the chair. I didn't know about her car accident, but I could see she was uncomfortable, and my teacher asked me to move over because I was on a nice, soft, marshmallowy couch, and so I squeezed over. She sat next to me, and teacher says, put your hand on her thigh. I looked at her like she had 2 heads. And I put my hand on her thigh, and 2 minutes later, her pain was gone. So now I'm spinning. Okay, I'm reeling. When I left there, I didn't know what happened, why it happened, why me. And I went through that whole crazy. Went to the library, tried to find spiritual books, hands-on healing, faith healing, spiritual. I couldn't find what I was looking for because I don't think they had it set up as New Age at that time. Mm-hmm. So you had to kind of really hunt. Eventually, I found a book. It kind of guided me a little bit. I knew it wasn't me. I certainly knew it wasn't me because I started putting my hands on people and their pains began to disappear. I tested the waters. I checked out my siblings. I didn't tell anybody. Anybody had a headache? Anybody had a stiff neck? Yeah. My hands were there. And what was happening in the beginning was I was taking on the pain. So whatever I touched, I ended up with. So I said, okay. I had a little chat with God and I said, okay, you want me to do this, we need to come up with a better solution because I certainly cannot walk around with everybody's pain and disease in my body. So I began to really strongly surround myself in light and ground myself into the earth. It was how I kept myself in balance, and that fixed it. But the interesting part well, it's all interesting. It's all amazing to me. I had physical illness, and I mentioned this to you prior to the show, mm-hmm. but I had something called psoriatic arthritis throughout the right side of my body. And at that point in time in my life, I actually thought I would be in a wheelchair by the time I was 50. And the pain was so excruciating in the different joints in my body, in my hip, my shoulder, my ankle, my knee, my wrist, my neck. It was all over the place. And psoriatic arthritis pops from joint to joint. It picks one side of the body, and you have to have psoriasis to go with it, which I did have, a little patch. And they wanted to give me shots and really pretty tough medicine. I'm going to call it kind of poison. And after I looked at the videotape that they gave me as to how one medicine was going to eat a hole in my lining if I didn't take this medicine, I said, no, we're not going to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was shortly, that happened shortly before I discovered my gifts. So as I began to heal other people, I began to heal. So everything in my body stopped hurting, okay, everything. And I joked with you outside that my wrinkles disappeared things like that. They did.
And you look amazing.
It's amazing. I'm going to be 67 next month. And it's just amazing. It just went away. And the pain went away. I haven't been back to a doctor. I haven't had an x-ray. My knees were bone against bone when I was 35. So it's a long time ago. And so I've done it myself to me. God, whoever sends the energy through me, archangels actually work with me. I don't see them, I feel them, but other people do see them and have told me how big they are and large they are and how their wingspan spreads across my room, and this light comes through them into my head and out my hands. So that's basically how it comes to be. I trust it. I never say it's me. In the beginning, I had to practice and say things like, don't thank me, thank God, because people would come to me and I'd have to remind myself to keep your ego out of the way. Mm-hmm. When it first started, I wanted to heal the world. I thought, oh my God, I got this amazing gift. I'm going to go fix everybody. But that's, again, everybody, there are reasons why people get sick. There are reasons why people die, even though none of us are very comfortable with them or have faith in that. But a lot of things are already planned before we come here. And that's what I've learned over the years. I've seen so many people, and sometimes I've helped them to live, and sometimes I've helped them to pass. And I just finished a book that I'm getting ready to have published, and I wrote in there a story about my first client, my first, let's say, paying client, mm-hmm. real client. I don't even think there was any money involved. It was my sister's neighbor's brother, and he was 31. His name was Larry, and he had leukemia, a very rare kind, and he was about to get a stem cell transplant, and he got pneumonia or a fungus in his lungs, and he could not have it done. So he had about 2 weeks, based on what they said, and I was brought in, and I began to teach him. He was very angry, mm-hmm. And I began to teach him about releasing the anger and the fear and about the other side, and I explained certain things to him in a different way, and he felt very calm, and he actually would feel me when I wasn't there. He would ask, is Pat here? I think I hear her, you know, and he saw three angels at the foot of his bed when he passed, and he was very clear of mind, and he spoke this to the woman who was with him at the time, and he said they were right at the foot of the bed, and again, he thought he heard me in the room, and I went to his wake, and I remember for the first time ever seeing a double rainbow. It was a rainy, very just lightly rainy day. It was a double rainbow right over the 7-Eleven on my way to the wake, and I'd never been to this part of the island before. And I actually followed that rainbow, and it took me right to where I was going. I was so busy looking at the rainbow, it was a wonder I got there. And there it was, right over the funeral home, and everybody was standing out in the parking lot looking at it because it was incredible. It's absolutely incredible, and I knew he was okay. That was kind of like my sign. But it was a big deal for me because I thought to myself, well, God gave me this amazing healing gift. How come he died? What did I do wrong? Am I not doing this right? You know, why? Mm-hmm. And I could have run. I really could have run from this and never continued in this direction. But I knew I helped him. I knew he was calm. I knew he died in peace and that he had no fear. And he kept telling them that I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. And I've done this with 10-year-olds that have passed who've actually looked at me and said, I'm not afraid, you know, before they pass, because I teach them and I help them to understand that there's somebody waiting for them over there, that there's lots going on. There's lots of fun, and there's for children, there's play, there's all sorts of great things that go on, and we don't stop working. It's just like this, actually, only there's no pain, there's no hunger, there's no fear, there's no such thing. It's all love and light. But really, spirit exists about 3 feet above the floor, and we're kind of all—they're all kind of interacting with us at the same time. You know, I lost my husband.
Yes,
and that was four years ago.
To what?
To bladder cancer,
which is another. My dad, bladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He's—you saved him, but it's.
Well, it wasn't for my husband because it was his time. I don't like it. I don't have to like it, mm-hmm. but I did know that. And because there are other reasons. And part of it is my spiritual growth. It's what my journey is and what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, I was with my husband for 45 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 5 kids. I have 14 grandchildren, 12 of which he was here for. And, you know, we had a great life. It was just not supposed to be. It was part of his contract. And he was so used to me. He was so used to the teaching that I did in the home, hearing the stories of the different people that came and went. He never went into my classroom. Never went. He said, that's your thing. I'm going to stay out here.
Right.
And that was fine. We had a great agreement. But all the people that came in and out of my house had to see him first. They all met him. And when he was sick, people were doing healings on him, people bringing gifts to him. It was all sorts of beautiful stuff. He was a beautiful soul. But again, he's helped me more. Since he's passed, you can't even imagine how many, again, you mentioned that I teach mediums. I don't know how, but I do. I have this innate ability to just open people up and direct them. And so he talks to all my mediums now. He shows up in my classroom. People see him. Children see him that never met him, that don't know him. And they tell me about this man standing next to me in this red T-shirt, which I'll back up to in a minute. But a client in 1 week, there were 3 different people who came into my class for the first time, either as a client or as a student, and they all saw this man. People that don't even know they have gifts have seen him.
Amazing.
One girl was waiting in my waiting area, and she started to hear my father and my husband, and she began to write. She brought 4 pages into the room. By the time she got into me, she had 4 pages of information, and it was all very, very accurate. But my husband, I did see him. Now, I don't see spirit as a rule. That's not my thing. I could teach it. I just don't do it. And he showed up about 2:43 in the morning. I know exactly when. And it was probably the fall or winter after he passed. He passed in August. And I only know that because I'm always hot. Healers are always hot. They hold energy. They hold heat. And my hands are hot. My body's hot. I heat up my pillows and things like that. But I had covers on. I had a comforter on, and I don't do that. So I had gotten up to go to the bathroom at 2-something in the morning. I looked at the clock to see when my alarm was going to go off. And then I heard somebody walking up my stairs. Very loud, men's feet, and I live alone. So now I've got 3 grown sons. They all have keys to my house, and they work at night. So I thought, maybe they stopped in. They're going to sleep a couple of hours. They're tired. They can't get home. Okay. But usually they call me before they do that, and I didn't get a call. So I was waiting to yell at whoever it was. So I heard the footsteps come up. Now it's coming towards me, and the bathroom's outside my room. So I thought, okay, somebody's going to the bathroom. Nah, didn't happen. Walked right in on my floor. Now I'm thinking home invasion. Okay, so now I've got to figure out, all right, what have I got? What's around me? And I leaned over. I looked. I saw the telephone. About 30 ounces, that wasn't going to work. The lamp was plugged in behind the bed. I couldn't do that. So I said, all right, you better see what you're facing. So I grabbed my quilt very tightly on my shoulder. My back was to the door, and I kind of peered over, and there he stood in his red T-shirt.
Stop.
Now, the red T-shirt he got from my daughter on Father's Day before he passed. So he loved those little bathing suit outfits. She got him every year, new one. Didn't go in the water, but he loved the outfits. So here he's wearing this red T-shirt. And that, as quickly as I saw him, that's as quickly as he was gone. But then he came around to the side of the bed, then walked around. I could hear him. walked around to the other side, and the covers came up, and he got in the bed. So I just kind of rolled over, put my arm over it. Probably lasted anywhere from maybe 10 to 15 minutes, and it was just energy. And I can't explain it any better than that. But he's come to visit me about 25 times or more. Not as much anymore. It's 4 years. It's not as much. They're getting further and further apart. But when I need him, he's there. So I've had that phenomenal experience. And,
wow.
And again, teaching all these great people how to connect with spirit and hearing how they do it. It's amazing.
If you just tuned in, Pat Longo, natural healer, long-distance healer, spiritual counselor, teacher, past life regressionist, which we have to talk about as well, patlongo.net. You can reach her there. You can go on her website and hear all that stuff. I want to also talk about manifesting. And one thing that you say that I say this every time you're on my show, we are creators, writers, producers, directors, and actors in our own screenplay.
Correct.
And what we put out there is what we get back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. Our thoughts are the most positive tools we have. I'm going to ask you about that too, and we're going to introduce Candace Green. We come right back. We are listening to a special edition of What's Up with Wendy on 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dr. Bill Evans with your Doppler weather radar forecast. WGCH brings you up-to-the-minute weather 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's going to be a very nice day. It's cool and crisp this morning. We're looking at temperatures in the 40s, but we're looking at sunshine and clouds this afternoon with a high of 61 on this Veterans Day. It'll be blustery and cold on this Friday night. The low drops down to about 36 degrees. Saturday, sunshine 46, and then we got a milder day on Sunday. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Evans for 1490 WGCH.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
Hey, what's up? I'm Bethany Moda, and you're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
Brought to you by Trimeno, protein-infused water. Does what water doesn't. Beats water every day. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's my drink. It should be your drink, too. We're back. Pat Longo, patlongo.net, natural healer, long-distance healer, spiritual counselor, teacher, past life regressionist. Let's talk about so much to talk about. We need like 12 hours, if not more, manifesting and also past life regression. Then we're going to introduce Candace Green, my friend, a suburban mom with a gift. She is a psychic medium. Readings at CandaceGreen.com. Pat.
Okay. I'm just going to touch on it a little bit because I have talked about this before on your show. So manifesting, we manifest every day with our thoughts. Every thought that we have can become things. Our fears, our joys, whatever it is that we're thinking about, thoughts become things. That's the most important thing to take away from anything I ever say. Thoughts become things. So pay attention to your thoughts. Keep your thoughts positive. It's so important because when you tumble down into depression and sadness and pain, which we all experience, mm-hmm. okay, we all have the same options of through life, trials and tribulations, but they're also part of our challenges. There are challenges to grow. We cannot grow without challenge. So unfortunately, some of us have more than others, but it is about how you raise your vibration and keep yourself up that helps you get through the most difficult times in your life. It's all about faith, not necessarily religion. It's all about faith and believing in a higher power. As far as past life regression goes, I use past life regression as a tool for healing. people come to me. Yes, some people just are interested in where they've been and who they've been and so on and so forth. I didn't even believe in any of that based on my childhood upbringing. But once I started to meditate people, I realized how deep they were going. And some of them were going into past life scenes, and everybody seemed to like my voice for that. So I studied up on past life regressions, and I began to hypnotize people and put them under and take them back into lifetimes. But I take them to the lifetimes that will affect them, that are affecting them most in the present lifetime that they're in now. Whatever fears and phobias that they have, deep hurts, sorrows, things like that, I'm able to get to the point in a session relatively quickly, so it doesn't waste time. I don't have that kind of time. People don't have time to waste. I like to get it all done at one time. And if I'm lucky enough and have a really good subject, I can get five lifetimes in an hour. But I direct, okay? It's their memories. They're all stored. Everybody's memories are stored in a place called cell memory. We all have them. We just don't remember them. And hypnosis is a way to retrieve them. And it's no different than when you wake up in the morning and you're in that hazy state, or right before you fall asleep at night, or when you're meditating. That's the state that you're in when you retrieve your memories.
I think the world should meet you. I mean, if the world hasn't already.
Soon.
It's just to not have you in their life. I look at you now and I feel like I'm in a, like, every, it's just, you're wonderful. Pat Longo, spiritual healer, patlongo.net. For so many reasons, everyone should reach out to you. We're still having you on the show, and we're going to have you back a million times. And I'm actually going to come and see you,
me.
And we're going to do a session, and we're going to tape that too. So, okay, Candace Green, we heard the story from the beginning. If you didn't hear it from the beginning, I've known Candace for a long time. Candace sent me a message the day I was flying home from my dad's surgery to introduce me to Pat, and that's our story. Candace is a suburban mom with a gift. Her gifts were triggered when she was 22 years old through a tragedy. She happened to read Teresa Caputo, that's the Long Island Medium's book, and she mentioned Pat Longo, the spiritual healer. She reached out to Pat, and this is her story. Candace, welcome.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you for having me.
My gifts were triggered, as Wendy said, when I was 22, but I spent many years not really knowing what was going on. And then about 4 years ago, I became very ill with a heart condition, and the doctors really couldn't treat it, and we didn't know what was going to happen. And when I was wandering in a bookstore, I saw Teresa Caputo's book. And when I read about Pat, I decided to give her a try. I thought I had nothing to lose. This wasn't really anything I was familiar with, but I decided to go for a healing. And I met Pat, and it was the most amazing experience of my life. She healed me. It's a miracle. I'm doing amazing now. And on that day that I met her, she told me about my gift, and I was in shock, but at the same time, all the experiences that I had had for so many years finally made sense.
So give us an example of that. Like, you're a psychic medium, which you mm-hmm. didn't know that you were.
Yes.
And so were you wondering, were people coming to you? Like, what was happening? Or were you having anxiety? I mean, that was Teresa Caputo's big thing. She was having
yes.
anxiety, mm-hmm. and then she came
yes.
to you.
Mm-hmm. I had had plenty of anxiety. One of the things that would happen to me when I was in my 20s, I lived in a house that was built in the 1700s. And all night, I would keep thinking someone was walking around my room. So I would jump up, turn the light on, wouldn't see anybody. I thought I was going crazy.
Right.
And so I had that experience. I would have dreams that were more vivid than dreams. They were actually visitations from spirit. There were times when in my mind's eye, I had lost my goddaughter. And one day, I saw her as plain as day. And she was standing there in white, and she was hugging me. And they were just all these experiences that were so different. And my mom would get used to me calling her up and saying, I just saw this person who had died. And this is what they said. And she'd say, well, what do you think's going on with that? Do you think you're a medium? And I'd say, well, I don't know. I just see people. I didn't
right.
really make
And you
a
can't
connection.
Really tell other people that because people would think you're crazy, right?
Yes. Well, Pat always laughs. I thought that this happened to everybody, but people just didn't talk about it. It
right.
just isn't something you commonly bring up at dinner. You know,
right? I have to say, from both of you and you know, Pat talking to you a lot, and with my father, and Candace having you come to my house, and you've met a million people, and we've done this. I'm so less fearful of death because of both of you. And Pat explained to me about, like, I was a television producer, so I covered tragedies and I covered a lot of stories that no one should know about. And you helped me with all the little ones from Sandy Hook and. it's just to know this and to you know that this is, we are just vessels. We are vessels here, and absolutely, when our time is. Yeah. So do you want to share any of your stories with us? We have a few people here that we're going to talk to. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with that, with Candace and with Pat, whichever they want to do, so we all can experience this together. We'll be right back right after this break.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jen Graziano, owner of Cox and Graziano Funeral Home. My family's commitment to funeral service spans four generations, and we have recently opened our doors at 134 Hamilton Avenue. Many of you have a deep connection to the facility and have pre-planned. If you made pre-arrangements with a funeral home that has relocated, we assure you we will honor them and they are easily transferable. Call us at 203-869-5968 or visit us at www.coxandgraziano.com.
I've always taken pride in managing my health, and even with a diagnosis of congestive heart failure, I still do. Osborne Home Care gives me the support I need to stay where I'm most comfortable, right here at home. Osborne Home Care met with me, and together we developed a personalized care plan that works with my life. Having reliable, professionally educated caregivers gives me confidence. So does knowing that they're carefully screened and trained by Osborne Home Care. They're warm, flexible, and always available when and where I need them most. My caregiver, Melissa, helps me keep on track with my CHF. Thank goodness for Melissa. She makes my life work.
Osborne Home Care has been serving seniors in Westchester County for 20 years and is now available in Fairfield County, too. Visit osbornehomecare.org or call 201-641-7683 for more information. License number HCA 000-93-3. Osborne Home Care. Care that feels like home because it is home.
Hi, this is Lee Diffie from NBC Sports Formula One team, and you're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
Brought to you by Trimeno, protein-infused water. Does what water doesn't. Eats water every day. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's my drink. It should be your drink, too. Faith cannot exist where fear resides. Pat Longo, patlongo.net, spiritual healer. And also Candace Green, suburban mom with a gift. She is a psychic medium. Readings at candacegreen.com. We're back. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. And we're going to, we have a few people here in the studio. So I'm going to let Candace and Pat, both of you, take over. And it's yours.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
I am feeling a father energy for you. And I'm getting two names, Paul or Bob, which could possibly be a P name.
Patty,
okay. I am seeing water and swimming. Does this resonate with you?
I was a swimmer in school.
Okay, so that's his way of validating his presence for you by telling something that I don't know about you.
Okay.
Okay? He is very excited. All I can feel is his excitement. He's saying, she's here. And I'm not sure if this is something that you may not have considered before or thought about, but your father is very excited. And he's saying, she's loved. And he's saying, what I'm feeling is that in the past, he may not have been the most expressive person of his love for you. And he's saying, this is my chance, this is my opportunity to tell her now that I love her so very deeply. And he's saying, more than you imagine. And what he's showing me, this sounds interesting, but I'm seeing almost like the Grinch, the Christmas Grinch, mm-hmm. when your heart grows.
Right.
He's showing me this heart just growing and growing. And I feel like that it's through death that his heart has just grown so tremendously. He's telling me that you feel passionate about life, that this is the sort of person that you are, that you have things that you're excited about and that you love. And his message to you is that he wants you to push forward with these things. I feel like there's something new in your life. Is there a new opportunity for you?
No, not that I know of.
Well, let's see what he said. Let's see what he has to say. He's saying this is not the end. And I feel like that he's meaning this about your relationship for the two of you. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that he wants to connect with you further, that he's almost asking for your permission, that he's around you, but I feel tentativeness on his side. Would you be willing if he sends you signs
Absolutely.
As part of your life?
Absolutely.
Do you have children?
I do.
Because he's telling me, I'm hearing two boys.
Two boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's part of their lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
And did they play sports?
They did.
Was there an injury? Because he's talking about sports.
Actually, there was.
Okay. He was there.
Okay.
And he's protecting them as best he can. And he wants you to know that he's doing that for your whole family.
Okay.
As well as your mom.
Oh. My mom was just diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
Just last week.
Okay. He's showing me hands, holding hands, and that he's by her side. And he's saying that you need to have faith on this journey. And he's talking about God's healing energy. And he's pointing at Pat here.
Always
pointing. Yeah, they are. But he just needs you to know that he feels you're a very strong woman.
I am.
And he's saying that your strength will guide her, and that the energy that you give her with your strength, with your prayers, I'm feeling that you're a faithful person
yes.
as well. And he's acknowledging that, and he's saying that the light you bring to her, and you will bring to her through this, is going to help her immensely.
Mm. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Switching tracks here. Sometimes I get some writing to begin, so I don't know if, Pat, you want to jump in
yeah,
or while I work
okay.
on my writing.
That's all right. Oftentimes the mediums will write things down first. Almost every major one that anyone's heard of that's on television or have written books, most of them started writing first. I oftentimes had to take the pen out of their hand because they were writing too much and said, okay, stop with the pen and start speaking and use your words. But it's easy. It's easy to start and it's easy to connect that way. And spirit speaks to you in your voice, in your head, not in a big booming voice or a high-pitched female voice. It speaks to you in your thoughts. You just have to learn to pay attention to the random thoughts and things like that that pop through.
The first thing that I'm getting is I can feel your angels are here present with you, and they're talking about the type of person that you are, and they're telling me that you have so much love and so much light and so much happiness, and that you do this for the people around you. And they're making me feel that you have a lot of people that lean on you, where sort of like you're that person on the phone who's always working with someone or helping someone and guiding someone. Is this you?
Yeah.
I'm also getting the feeling that you do have some anxiety, just general anxiety in life.
Yeah.
And that I almost feel like it's some healing energy for you that you're using, you know, not so much putting your hands on people, but that I'm feeling that you're really channeling spirit through your advice to people, and that that is the cause of your anxiety.
It's interesting.
Yeah. But I just feel so much joy in your heart that it's beautiful what you do to help people. And they're encouraging that more, that you should feel comfortable with this role. And they're saying as a healer in helping people.
Okay, while you take notes, I'm going to talk to her for a minute about the anxiety part of things.
Okay.
When spirit tries to connect with people, it usually comes out in some type of anxiety. Your heart will palpitate. People are walking around thinking that they are suffering from this intense anxiety, but meanwhile, it's spirit very close to us. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it does. Once you learn how to hear it, and feel, we all feel, we all feel through our gut, through our solar plexus, but when you begin to learn how to connect here and connect here at the same time, the messages start to form, and the pieces of the puzzle actually go together, okay? So when you feel all of a sudden a very strong sense of anxiety, or again, that sense of urgency, or, you know, your heart palpitates, your hands sweat, you get hot, mm-hmm. it's usually spirit, okay?
Kind of
so
right now.
Don't
worry.
Sure.
They're telling me.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Fear. She
you,
has fear of worse. This. She has fear of this. That's yes. what I keep hearing right now.
Go ahead.
That's really what I'm hearing, that there's a lot of fear right now. And that there, what I'm hearing is you need to concentrate and believe that this life is all that it's meant to be. And have faith that it will be fine, because I'm feeling some inner struggle and some challenge that you've been going through.
Is there anybody you're looking to speak to or hear from?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone in particular?
My daughter.
Okay. So okay. See what you can tune in on that.
Okay.
And sometimes you just have to say it, and okay. And they pop in.
Okay.
But pay attention, because, again, if you're feeling what you're feeling, chances are she's around. They're always around, okay?
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah.
This room right now is many, there's six or seven of us in the room, and multiply that by at least six apiece. There's a tremendous amount of energy in here, because your guides are with you, your angels are with you, your loved ones are with you, and the same for all the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the room is loaded. When I teach a classroom of 20 people, there's about 200 energies in the room, and we can't actually see each other across the room after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you need to bring your energy, relax a little bit, uncross that leg,
yep,
and allow her to open up. Actually, hold my hand. Okay, let's start right there.
I'm hearing again, have no fear, have no fear. And I'm hearing the name Angela.
A friend.
Okay, so that's a validation.
That's what I got here today.
Okay, so she's validating her presence by saying that name. She was young?
Yeah.
Yes. Right now, she had a strong presence, because right now my whole body feels like it's on fire, and I have chills, and I can feel tears. Like, I'm going to cry. So I'm picking up on your energy, but I'm also picking up such a strong attachment between the two of you, that it was hard for her to leave. Was her passing difficult?
Yes.
And I'm feeling that it took time. Her soul is at peace. And that's the most important thing. The message that she brings to you today is that she is at peace, and that you need to know this. Do you fear where she is or what's happened to her?
I think about it a lot.
Okay. Because she's picking up on that, and that's why she keeps repeating the statement, have no fear, mommy, have no fear. She is showing me light, pure light and happiness. And was she young enough that she still played with toys? Because she's saying,
I don't know about that.
I have all these things here. And I just saw a phone, too. I don't know.
What did you say?
I saw a phone, an iPhone.
Phone.
Okay.
Phone.
All right. So that, again, is validation for you of her presence. Her energy is so strong. And if she wasn't healthy in life, she is so powerful and energetically connected to you right now. It's like, I feel electricity everywhere, and she wants you to feel this, and what she's showing me is a wall around you of gray, and I'm seeing all the gray, and that she wants you to know, she's saying, don't judge, it's okay, that's normal. She's acknowledging what you've been through, with her.
How did your daughter pass?
She died in a boating accident.
Okay.
It was very sudden and tragic.
Her energy is so much light. And she wants you, what she's saying is to drop the walls, that there are walls that have gone up. But she keeps saying not to judge yourself. And what she's making me feel is that you're grieving, but you're also having this sort of struggle because you feel like you should be doing better or moving on. And as much as she's encouraging you to feel better, what she's saying is, it's okay. It's okay. She's telling me to hold your hand. And she's saying to please have peace. Please have peace. And that, know her soul, her beautiful soul, is light. And she said you can keep her phone and hold on to her phone all you want, but her soul is with you. She's saying it's not in the phone, but that her soul is with you every moment. And she's saying you're beautiful. Did she used to sit with you when you got ready and got dressed? Because she's showing me this and saying you're just as beautiful today to her as when she was a little girl, and she sat with you and admired you every minute. And she's saying that you're still that love and shining light that you're supposed to be. And she's trying to bring you joy and put joy in you. And I feel like you can feel it. Absolutely. She's so beautiful. And she's encouraging you to talk to her. Not to be afraid to talk to her right now, because she is there. And she's saying, in your heart, as time moves on, you'll hear her answer, that not to question yourself, because she is there. Her energy is very powerful. She has work to do still.
I know. I'm sure she does.
She does. And I feel like there's work to do on this planet as well. Her spirit, she's not going anywhere. You know, her spirit is happy and in heaven, but she's also here.
That's how she was when she was here.
She was?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was very strong.
Just I try to tell people
light.
All the time that we just lose the physical shell,
which
is not fun for any of us.
No.
But the energy never leaves. It's absolutely incredible. They have the ability to move electronics. As when we first started, Wendy's computer wouldn't work. And this is the kind of thing that happens when there's a lot of energy around. Things go haywire, but doorbells, answering machines, televisions, lighting, they have this connection with the electromagnetic energy. And you need to pay more attention for the signs, okay? That wall that Candace is seeing is something you need to start dropping, because the sooner you drop that wall, the sooner you'll be able to hear and feel her even more. And it's hard when we're grieving, and there's no right way or wrong way to grieve. There's no time limit for anybody. Some are longer, but you have to get to a point where you pick yourself up and put that grief over here and just visit it every once in a while, instead of carry it with us every minute of every day. And listen, I've lost a mother, a father, a niece, a nephew, a grandchild, and a husband, okay? None of which were fun, but I didn't lose a child. So I can't sit in your space or feel what you feel, okay? It's all different for every single one. But just know, if you put that positive energy in and begin to try to reach higher levels with meditation, with music, with laughter, with gratitude, anything you can think of to be grateful for, okay? Don't focus on the losses. Don't focus on the sadness. Try to focus on the good stuff, and you'll watch how your energy will change. You'll open up. She's right there, okay? She's just waiting to jump in. They can move things. She sounds like a really strong energy.
Yeah.
And they can move things around. You think you saw it right here, and you can't find it anywhere, and all of a sudden it's back there, and they play games like that. Okay?
She's good.
And I have to say,
making you sweat.
I have to say that I wanted you to be here so bad today. And I don't,
I know Angela, who Candace validated, sent me a message. I don't even know how I know Angela, but we're friends on Facebook, and she saw the message I posted and put me in touch with you. And I know you were so scared to come here today, and we were back and forth, and I begged you as a mother to please come here, just because I knew these two people, and I just wanted you to be here and to give you some kind of, you know, gift in this. So I'm glad you came. And Candace, is there something that she can do to let her daughter in more, so she's
as pray for the peace to drop the shell? Because when you're grieving, as Pat had said, it's like a wall, and you absolutely have to give yourself permission to grieve. But as the wall comes down, they can get through much easier to you, because their energy and the grieving wall will block the energy. They're still around you, be assured. She's with you every minute, but you may miss the signs. And I'm seeing pennies on the floor, so keep an eye out. That's a very easy way for them to leave pennies. So I don't know if you've seen them already.
And you have Emily's Law, which you started, and it's to for boating safety. So you're doing that, which is helping you heal. And for her, she's probably put that right into you, Candace, do you think? She created Emily's Law here, which was passed.
Absolutely. Her energy is so strong that she wants, she had said there, she's not done here yet.
Mm. And that's what you're doing.
Sometimes they use us as well.
Yeah.
And she will encourage you and push you forward because she does want, she wants to protect other people from what happened to her. Mm-hmm. And she can do that through you.
Well, sometimes that's even part of the reason. Mm-hmm. It's what we do after the fact. And because I get to meet a lot of parents who have lost children, I taught a class once with 9 in it at the same time of all different things that they passed from. But every one of them was doing, one actually was in a boating accident, and they made a law. They lobbied, and they got them to put some type of, you know, like the necklaces you wear at a party when they give out those, I can't think of the word I'm going to say right now. And they put them around the boats, because at a certain time of the night, you can't see.
Oh.
And this is what happened to this young, she was 11 years old, mm-hmm. and the same type of thing. And they got it to pass. I know it got as far as the Coast Guard boats. I don't know if it got to actual boats yet. It should have by now. Mm-hmm. It's been enough years. Everything takes time. But sometimes their loss is to help the masses.
Yep.
So it's how you take it from there and what you do with it. Okay.
Remember, thoughts become things.
I
wish we had another hour, but we, Candace Green, a suburban mom with a gift. She is a psychic medium. Readings at CandaceGreen.com. I'll have all this on my social media. Pat Longo, patlongo.net. Past life regressionist, natural healer, spiritual counselor. And all of you, thank you for being here, and we'll have more of this. And thoughts become things. Just remember, that's very powerful. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Brought to you by Trimeno, protein-infused water. Does what water doesn't. Beats water every day. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's my drink. It should be your drink, too. Thanks to all my amazing guests today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Follow Wendy on Facebook, What's Up with Wendy, and on Twitter at Wendy Loewy Sloan.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Trump on protests, Wall Street retreats.